CPA.
4HKX. Morning, Dave.
Good morning. I'm making sure I forgot the right mic. I'm sitting here at the HF unit and just listening. Mainly 40 and 80 meters. I was trying to make contact with a guy in Japan on 40, but I could hear him. I guess I just couldn't get through the pile up. There was probably a lot of people, there was a lot of people trying to reach him, and I'm sure they had a lot more power than I do, so. Because I'm just running barefoot here. But anyway, it was a noble attempt.
It could be fun. I haven't tried any HF stuff yet. This is Patrick, by the way.
A lot of people have that same last name.
Sure is popular.
It's David, by the way.
Did you have a good Christmas and a Happy New Year?
You know, we just hung around Greenville, and we have one daughter and grandson in Somerville, but they came up here, and we celebrated a couple days early and with them and our other daughter and two grandsons, and then so Christmas Day was well, we had my youngest daughter and her family came over, so we got to see them again. So that was nice, and then 3 days later is my birthday. So I mean, hey, you know, it's great. I get to open presents on the 25th, and then we get to open some more on the 28th. So how about you?
Pretty close to the same thing. We had Christmas early with my son because he had to work. He doesn't have any kids yet, so. But then I spent Christmas Day with my mom visiting with her.
Well, that's good. My dad passed away a couple of years ago, and so of course my mom's been dead. Gosh, she died in 59, so. I can't even do the math. 61, no, more than that. Anyway, long time. And, yeah, I guess it would be 61 years. Yep, 61 years ago. And, anyway, so, don't really know what a normal family unit looks like, but, never had the pleasure of experiencing that. It was a little different around our house, but anyway, we got through it, and here I am, retired and got grandchildren.
Didn't have a normal childhood growing up either. Mine was a broken home, bouncing from here to Texas and back, just growing up, and I grew up through it, made me stronger, made me who I am, and we'll leave it at that.
Well, we are a sum of our experiences, so, and I guess it's what we do with all that that makes us who we are. So, you know, you can sit and complain about it, or which is kind of change anything, or you can learn and move on. And so, anyway, I always miss my loved ones. I look at some old pictures, old black and white pictures, and you know, and just remember the days. When we didn't know what color film was or color TV. So, but anyway, that was back in the early 60s.
for that one, Dave. I'm not quite that old yet. I was born in the mid-70s, so cuddle TV and all that was normal for me.
So, you know, one of the things that got me in the amateur radio, was the phone patch, and Phil, see if I can butcher his call here, W4NGU, he introduced me to 2 meters and, you know, using the phone patch and be able to make phone calls from your car. And I just thought that was the coolest thing in the world. And this was back about, I guess, 1980. So I got my ticket in 82 and got my tech in 83. And I was on the air. I had to do the novice thing. Start off with the novice ticket. But anyway, that's really what got me started and who got me started in amateur radio.
Have anybody to show me anything or any of that? I've just kind of had to learn all this on my own, especially with the new COVID rules where you can't be around anybody. So it's been kind of tough to learn it. Just talking a little here and there and finding anybody that knows anything about it up here where I'm at. Because I'm in Transylvania County, and it's like nobody else is up here.
Transylvania County?
Right on the Henderson, Transylvania County line below DuPont.
Well, that's interesting. I interviewed a church up there for a music position one time. I can't remember the name of it. I didn't hear back from them, so I guess they weren't interested. But anyway, let's see. What's that guy's name? Bob. Gosh, what's Bob's? ND7J. Have you talked to him any?
Heard a couple conversations with him and other people, but I hadn't had a chance to speak with him myself.
Phil just sent me a text. If you're listening, Phil, I don't have HF in the car. I'm sitting here at the roll top desk in the house. But anyway, I'm glad you got your hands up, Phil. I'm just talking to Phil because he texted me. He must be listening. So, let's carry on our conversation. It's your turn.
It's made it a little tough to try to move along any in this, the ham radio, because like I said, you can't get with anybody, and most of the groups aren't meeting or clubs in person anymore. So it just made it a little tough as somebody new getting into it.
Yeah, I know what you mean. We used to have the DX meeting down here in Greer. At a restaurant, and I live in Taylor, so it's just right down the road and a few miles, and then the club meeting was on the other side of Greer, I guess, from where I am. It's on the eastern side of Greer, but it's still not a long drive, and so I missed that, and I think they're having virtual meetings. I don't know, but one thing you can do is you can go on YouTube, and I don't know what kind of radio you have, but and what kind of questions you have, but you can Google or go on YouTube and do a search for, you know, whatever questions you have, and you'd be surprised what you can find there.
I've learned everything I know is through YouTube and Googling and just sitting here playing with the radio myself. I have a background in auto mechanics and diagnostics and electrical, so I kind of just figure my way through it and figure it out, but it'd be a little more fun if you had somebody you could talk to or bounce ideas off of, and I'm using an ID 5100A.
KB4CBA. Well, that's interesting. I was a tech for, well, since 87, but I was also in the ministry. I was a music minister since 1980. So basically, I worked two jobs all my life, and, you know, one part-time, one full-time. And so anyway, but I know a good bit about auto mechanics, unless you're working on a brand new car.
Got hung up under some power lines there, and it messed me up, the last little bit of your transmission.
I was just saying, I'm I've been an automotive technician myself, and since 1987, I'm retired now. But when I left Mazda, John Finger Mazda on the Motor Mile, I was Mazda Master Certified, and I had one more test to take to be ASE Master Certified.
My master's through Ford and through GM. I'm done diesel tech and drivability for both and automatic transmission. So I've spent 20 years of my life learning how to work on these things, and now I sell tools, so I give it up. My body just couldn't handle it anymore.
I tell you, you don't really realize, I didn't until I got out of it, and then I went back to do something to my car, and I thought, dang. I mean, I must have really, you know, built up more muscle than I thought I had, because, you know, I struggled with a few things that I was doing. And, of course, you know, I was doing it in my driveway on jack stands, and in a dealership, you're standing under the car, or if you're, you know, working on brakes or whatever, you have it at, you know, a level, about chest level or so you can work on it standing up, and it's, you know, it's just a lot easier when the car's off the ground like that, and you can move it up and down, and, but anyway, makes things go a lot quicker. But I do change my own oil. I tell you, I just don't trust anybody anymore. I've just seen, you wouldn't believe the stuff I've seen. And I could talk about it all day, but I just don't trust anybody to work on it. And the only time I'll take it in, I've got an extended warranty. It covers everything. And I mean everything. And if, you know, if I can't fix it, I'll take it in and I'll take it to George Coleman, because I know Kurt Shockley, and he's the service manager, and I worked for his brother at John Finger. And anyway, so I can trust Kurt to treat me right, and I just have $100 deductible, so that comes in handy.
George Coleman is a Magna dealer. I deal with Kurt and the guys in there. They're pretty good guys. But yeah, I know what you mean about finding somebody to work on it. I got one friend of mine that I grew up or went through working with cars on. He opened up his own shop, so if I have to work somewhere, that's where it goes.
So the thing about working on cars is, you know, if you do a good job, you'll stay in business. If you don't, you won't. Not for long, because the word gets around pretty quick, and especially this day and time with the social media. And but like like I said, I've just seen too much. And I'm not going to get into that, but I just want to do everything I can to my car. I had to have an alternator put on it, and I could have done that, but, you know, I would have paid more out of pocket than letting them do it. So, you know, I checked it out and make sure I knew what was wrong, and then I sent it up to them. I had to have it towed because I have electric steering, and it was running off the battery. So, and they replaced the alternator, and, you know, it was like, I don't know, $500, almost $600, and I just paid $100. So that was a good deal. And something else, the transmission cable sensor. The sensor itself got broken, I think. When I bought it from CarMax, they put a new clutch in it. I think they may have cracked it or broken it. And anyway, it got broken somehow or another. And so they replaced that and did a good job. So I think those are the only two things I've had done to it. I put front brakes on it and changed oil in it. It takes 8 quarts of full synthetic oil.
These cars are tough to work on. When I left the dealership in 2015,
look into getting my general, and we've been looking for another house, so
maybe then I'll put up an antenna where I can get a makeshift, but until then, I'm just going to hang out here on the 2 meter, I guess.
All you can do. Yeah, I'm in an HOA, but I have 4 trees in the backyard. They're all in a row and same height. And we shot the, I have a Carolina Windham. It's the shorter version, so it doesn't have 160 on it. It's 135 feet, and then it has a vertical aspect to it, too. With a balum at the top and a choke at the bottom where you hook your coax. And and I tell you, I've just talked all over the world on that thing. And it's not up very high and you can't even see it. And the HOA guy lives behind the guy across the street from me. Yeah, did you lose me?
You're there for just a second. Just getting on 25 there, so it's a little weak and scratchy.
Headed up the big hill.
Hill, I'm coming out of Pennsylvania and heading into your area, to Taylor's this morning.
And did I hear Taylor's in that transmission?
Yes, sir, I'm heading your way.
Well, I've just got a J-pole on the roof, and it's not very high. It's, I got it clamped to one of the, what do you call those things? It's a vent pipe for your, what's a vent pipe? And, they put them on the back of the house, and this J-pole, of course, isn't very tall, so I got these big C clamps, and the vent is plastic, PVC pipe, so there's no worries there. So I just clamped it on, used a couple of big giant hose clamps, and clamped it onto that, and ran my coax down through the attic, down the wall where the cable TV was run, and so that's my 2 meter antenna. So it's not the best antenna I've ever had.
Have right now is my mobile rig, and I've got a couple handhelds, but I don't have any base stations at all where I'm at. So.
A handheld, do you have a base station? Oh, me, I tell you. I bought me a Baofeng 2 meter 440, and it's supposed to be an 8-watt deal, and I bought a little bit longer antenna for it, and I bought a bigger battery. Just to have more longevity with the battery, and it does real good outside. I don't have any problems with it at all. I use it in here sometime. If I'm not in the room here where the radio is, I can set it, by me and watch the TV, and if somebody, gets on 6-1 that I want to talk to, I can run in here and flip on the radio and talk to them.
That same radio, and then I have a FD6, the FD60R Yaesu.
Yeah, I had an old Yaesu FT23R, and that thing was old. Old 2 meter handheld. And it was a great radio, and I did the modification on it myself, so you could receive above and below the 2 meter band, and all you had to do was suck the solder off of one, pin sticking up. And so I thought, well, yeah, heck, that's easy enough. And so, and it wasn't hard to take apart, so I did that. I gave that radio to my my cousin. He got his ticket, and I gave him all of it. I had an external mic and a nice built-in charger that charged it up real fast, and drop-in charger. That's what I was trying to think of. And but I don't think he really ever got into amateur radio. But what the heck? I mean, I wasn't using it, so it was really no loss to me.
And my son interested in it, but he can't get him there yet. So maybe one day. KO4AKX.
AKA KB4CBA. Well, it's my girls are not interested one bit, and neither are either one of my son-in-laws. Now, my grandsons may be a different story, at least. One of them, maybe two of them, and we'll just have to see. The oldest one's seven, but I bought him the first book that you have to have and read. So it hadn't gotten here yet, but anyway, he's in second grade, and he's reading at, I think, almost a fourth grade level now, so he is a really smart dude, and so I don't think you'll have any problem grasping this. I did some third-party traffic on a net the other night and let him talk just for a minute on HF. I'm going to talk to him, I'll talk to him, and then when the time came, he shied away, and so the guy just started talking to him, and finally, he started asking him questions, and he would respond, and so finally, he got him to, get into a conversation with him, and I think he really, he kind of relaxed and enjoyed it. And so anyway, and when I told him, I said, man, you can do this, talk to people all over the world. I said, this is great. And there's so many aspects of this that I don't even do that he would probably be interested in. So, So I'm just, hoping to move along and if he's interested, I'm not going to try to cram it down his throat, but if he's interested, I'll encourage him.
That's the way, just let him come to it, and then he'll be more interested in it then. And I hope one day I can do that with my grandkids, but I have to wait till I get some first.
Letting I'll get the cart before the horse there. Well, you must be a young'un. Oh, man, I remember those days. And I can tell you this, getting old is not for sissies. Of course, I just turned 66. Let's see, 5 days ago. And, but I'm still playing tennis 4 or 5 days a week, and I play, sometimes we play one match, which is an hour and a half. Sometimes we play two, which is 3 hours. So, I'm getting plenty of exercise, not to mention the other stuff I do around the house, but I'm getting interested in RC airplanes, and got a couple of friends in ham radio that helped me with that, and I'm a musician, so voice is my principal instrument, but I play other instruments, and I mess around with that, so I have a lot going on just with those things, and then I have a wife, so need I say more.
Every minute of the day for you if you let them. I am actually going down to a friend of mine's. We're going to put shelves in my enclosed trailer today. I don't know if you remember, but I told you my tool truck got hit back before Thanksgiving, so I'm having to take an alternative route for a little while.
That's right. Dadgum. I forgot about that. Well, so, I mean, is there a light at the end of the tunnel, or how's that working?
No, the insurance company is dragging their feet, to say the least, because they don't want to write an estimate, yet they don't want to accept the estimate that we give them on repairing the truck. So, and they're using COVID as an excuse not to come out and do their job. And what really sad is this is my insurance company, not the person that hit me.
No, I know. Listen. We were involved in an accident, Hilton Head, in July of, what year is this, 2019. So it's coming around. This July will be 2 years, and we still haven't settled, and it's our insurance company that we're dealing with. And so it's, my wife had to go to the hospital. Guy turned left in front of us, and so anyway, I wasn't driving. I was a passenger in the front seat. I've never been in a more violent wreck. It's a very violent thing when those airbags go off, and you just can't explain it. You think you're a bomb went off, really. I mean, it's like a bomb went off, and there's dust everywhere, and so your first breath, you really don't get much of one because you're breathing in all the dust, and you feel like you're going to choke, and then you realize, after you take your second breath, you realize you're going to be okay, but thank goodness the airbag did its job. I didn't hit the windshield. Seatbelt did its job, and so, but my wife was in the back seat, and she was not so lucky. Her seatbelt did not do its job, so, but anyway, so we've been going back and forth, and so now we never did get an attorney involved. They have one now that's calling us and making us an offer, a reasonable offer. And so we may actually settle this thing this year.
Insurance companies are the way they are, especially when you pay them a premium price and then they're supposed to be working for you, but it's not that way.
Now, I've been with State Farm since 1976 and started off with car and then house, motorcycle, two cars, three cars, everything we have is insured, well, except for the motorcycle. They don't insure motorcycles anymore, so I had to get a Progressive, so that was their loss, and, but, you know, for all these years, and then, we get treated like we've been jerked around, but They were just offering us a fraction of what this attorney's going to offer us. So, I think he's making a reasonable offer. But anyway, well, I hope things turn out better for you, and I hope it's not a long, drawn-out process, because I know that might affect you financially. I don't know what kind of shape you're in there.
Potentially, but luckily, I've been smart with it. I've paid off everything but the truck. I don't owe on anything but that, so it's not going to put me under or anything like that. It's just aggravating because I can't do my job the way I need to. So that's why I'm setting this trailer up, so I can at least get some semblance of normal back to the route.
Okay. Well, where are you having to drive to do that?
He lives in Taylor's. I'm not exactly sure. I've got it on GPS, so it's telling me where I need to go.
Well, well, well. Well, I hope you're indoors.
Some of it will be anyway, but I'm sure we'll be back and forth between the trailer and his house and his shop, so we'll see.
Well, give me your call again.
Kilo X-ray, Kilo Oscar 4, Henry Kilo X-ray.
So Oscar 4 Kilo Henry X-ray, is that correct?
No, it's K-O-4-H-K-X.
Okay, there you are. Yeah, well, I had you down in Florida somewhere. I knew that wasn't right. Okay. All right, Patrick. Well, I'm going to jump off of here and turn the volume back up on the HF rig here and see what's going on. Good luck with that, and I hope you can get, back in business and start making some money here, and and get things settled with the insurance company as well. Give me a holler anytime, and if you need to, you can look up my email on QRZ and shoot me off an email. But anyway, we will talk to you later. Enjoy the QSO. Take care. K-O-4-H-K-Z-X-K-X, I'm sorry. This is Kilo Bravo 4, Charlie Bravo Alpha.
Conversation down this morning, in the road this morning, I appreciate that. And it's K-O-4-H-K-X, and I'm sorry, I mess up these call signs all the time, so I don't remember your CBA. I remember the last part of it.
ABC backwards. Yeah, it's Kilo Bravo 4 is the prefix.
Peace to you. Thank you, and you have a great day.
73 is KB4 CBA.